Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the best of Game Time Decisions with Gabe Morency and Cam Stewart. Let's roll.
The Supreme Court decides a 7-2 decision. There were two descendants.
Yeah, who are the two?
Who are the two?
Yeah.
Old Lady Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, great.
She's like 97 years old or something.
She can't even play a Keno ticket. What's she got to do with gambling? It's just, how about don't vote if you don't know?
She needs to be spoon-fed. She's deciding things in the Supreme Court.
Great point, man. Great point.
And come on. That Sotomayor chick.
Oh, great.
Hey, that chick on the bench. That's Sotomayor chick. Appointed by Barack, of course.
Yes.
What is it with you liberals? You guys just hate business, don't you? You hate money. You hate opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's going to be a cut. Like, what's the problem with making money here?
Look, to me, like, it's a camp. You got to understand. For a case to go to the Supreme Court, it's usually a tough decision.
Yep.
You know, the Supreme Court justices take like 2-3 months. They argue amongst themselves. You know what I mean? They sit down and have coffee and, is why I don't think we should be allowed to do this. And, so, this is why I think you're wrong, Cam. And, you know, like, they go back and forth, and then they decide there's a 9 of them, and they vote, right? Like, 7-2, Cam.
That's pretty unanimous.
That's like a 66-7 football game.
You're right.
It's a rout. It's like a rout of a decision. So, in other words.
So, my question is, why? How did it get to this?
No, it's basically like the 7 of the Supreme Court justices basically said, whatever, yes, stamp it, let's move on, yes. Like, the fact that these two, and it has to be the two women, and it has to be the two liberals on here, Bader Ginsburg, and Sotomayor, yeah, thanks for nothing. You're on the wrong side of history, ladies, on this. 7-2, yet it's not, you know, it's now it begins. You sort of see, like, the weed stuff in which now, man, the vultures come out. Remember we went to the weed convention?
Oh, I know.
It's all like the guys in suits and like
actually
Wall Street guys.
To my point, though, if you're in a league, basically what we saw, because it hasn't been legalized. Know what I noticed at that thing, at that march we went to? People who were like big time in it, that's when the dispensaries and stuff got raided because it got close to legalization. They want to take out the big fish and the big fries before it gets real.
Well, that's like where I'm going. So it's going to be the same thing with this gambling stuff. People are thinking it's going to be a free-for-all. And really, you know who's involved in this behind the scenes? Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban owns like a sports data company that provides the stats and information for the National Football League. This is the NFL's leverage. They can't stop you from betting, but they own the copyright to their stats. It's a weird sort of copyright law. The NFLPA is now saying they want a cut of all gambling.
Everybody wants a cut.
Yeah, like, what do they think? Like, where's that coming from?
What did you call it? The integrity fee?
Like, instead of -110, what are you going to be betting, -140?
Exactly.
That's the new line?
Well, that's what.
5 cents for the NFLPA?
You know what?
2% for the NFL.
That's what we do with the provincial. That's for the provincial lottery here.
Well, we were laughing about the NBA and their 1% integrity fee.
Yeah.
They want a 1%. They want 1% of all sports books taken on NBA games. Like, as if. So you want 1%. You know what the NFL is kicking around? 2.5.
Oh, my God.
2.5%.
Give me a break.
So, like, after 2.5% in a sports book after marketing and having to pay employees, et cetera. Yeah, when you bet, it's going to be like, I would imagine it's going to be -120.
From
Monmouth Racetrack or whatever, you go to one of these places. I doubt it's -110. It'll be interesting. We'll ask. That's why I'm going to have an odds maker.
Yes. Great call. Question.
We're going to ask Scott Kay from an offshore perspective. What does this mean for the offshore industries? And then we got David Perdue joining us from ESPN, who's their top gaming expert. So we'll get his take on this as well. We got Matt Modica is going to join us, going to talk some baseball a little bit later on. A lot of stuff to get to on the program, but listen, it's good news. It'll be interesting to see how quickly this evolves,
yep,
and what it means. But ultimately, Cam, I think it's the sports books are going to be at the horseracks.
Oh, yeah. Monmouth's going to start things.
Yeah, so it's not like the casinos. Like Atlantic City isn't going to turn into Vegas,
exactly,
with a bunch of sports books and everything.
It's like a Will Hill kiosk there.
There,
right?
Might be a few.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's going to be up to the casino. And this is basically, they're going to push this towards, sort of like, remember they pushed the slots and the poker machines towards, yeah, the horse track.
Exactly.
The horse track. I mean, look, I mean, we go out to somebody's tracks when our horse runs, and there's 40 people at the horse side, and the parking lot's full because everyone's playing slots.
Yeah, I find it interesting, though, at the slots that we basically save, when you talk about Woodbine Racetrack, Ajax Jams, and all the little ones, there's still no table games. It's just slots. So if you're a real gambler, yeah, it is ridiculous. You treat us like children. Where's the roulette wheel? Where's the felt? Just my take. Here's a book.
I like the aspect of this promo. Forget about fantasy and the annoying putting everything together. Sure. Just bet on sports.
Bet the game.
This is what the legalization of sports gambling is going to bring.
Simplified.
Probably keep us in business for a couple of years longer, people like you and me.
That would be great, Gabe. I'll tell you one thing, though. The thing that you brought up was really interesting with this integrity fee. And I'd like to know, too, because looking at a line, a straight line, after what you said, talking about paying people and who's going to get their cut, like if the line goes up to 20 cents, I know our provincial lottery, it's closer to 35, 40 cents, it almost feels like. I can tell you one thing, a lot of people are still going to be going offshore if you can get those lines at 5 cents and 10 cents, the value.
Often a player, as Bryce Harper, for instance, will be chalk in DFS,
yeah,
and be owned by about 80% of people in tournaments because everyone thinks the play is obvious. Don't be a loser and eat the DFS chalk. Don't be a loser. Be a winner and play mybookie.ag player props. Plus, you can access one sport not yet touched by DFS, the sport of kings, horse racing.
What, I love horse racing. Love horse racing. The Preakness is this weekend, too.
Go to mybookie.ag to open account, enter the promo code GTD, and receive 50% deposit bonus. Click the player prop pool, choose your player props, and collect your wings. Do it. Do it to keep me and Cam on the air here.
You said it, buddy. You said it. It's a strange new world. I'm telling you, though, another thing with the marijuana. Wasn't this thing supposed to, like, what month are we in now? We're in May?
May.
They're not even close. Like, they talked about this
Isn't
before.
Isn't it legalized July 1st?
Yeah, it's not. I can tell you that right now. Like, really? We're in May?
And should they already have their stores open?
That's
then?
What
like,
I'm
or at least, like, it should be like, hey, that store's
this
opening
This is what
four
I'm
weeks.
Talking about. I have not seen one store, like, hey, they're shaking down the dispensaries. They haven't done that in a while. But, like, have you seen the announcement of the one flagship store? Or where's it going to be? I haven't heard anything. There's been nothing. And I got to tell you something.
I think Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada.
I think he's overwhelmed.
Well, look, the rest of the world thinks that he's some sort of wonder boy and he's so great.
Look at him. He's going to a great party. What a costume.
Yeah, I wish he was our leader instead of Trump.
No, you don't.
Yeah, Trump might be crass, but he gets stuff done.
Yeah, Trudeau did.
Trudeau just
done.
Smiles all the time and nothing ever happens.
Yeah, he goes to balls and events.
And yeah, he's been pretty useless on this.
Yeah, like what's he do? He travels the world and then he gets an interview with some like Vogue magazine. Oh, he's wearing this suit today. Like,
how complicated is it to legalize pot?
Exactly. And they're clueless right now. And I'll tell you something.
The state of Nevada legalized it on the election day on November the 20th.
Yep.
Dude, they had the weed for sale, like, literally, like, 3.5 months later. It took them, like, 3 months to sit down, iron it out, and say, all right, these are the laws. They looked at Colorado. They said, that works. This doesn't work.
Yep.
That works. This doesn't work. And now it'd be the same thing with the gaming. But like I said, this isn't the same cash cow that everybody thinks it is.
Yeah, no offense. And me and Gabe are in Vegas. There will not be, at 12 o'clock midnight, 100-and-something people lining up. Remember, you're like, this dispensary is too busy. We got to go to the other one. I don't care what game's on. That is not – like, you're going to have maybe a couple guys in line. You said it. The weed business in comparison, it's just like that place was nuts. We arrived on Friday night, the night we came off that flight.
Let's be real.
You said it was so long of a lineup that we had to go to the other side of town to go to that one, and there were still 10 to 15 people in that one, just not 100. You know what I'm saying? You said it was packed in there, man.
So sports betting It's something that just should have been allowed a while ago. There's been literally billions of dollars that have been funneled like money into a Stormy Daniels account. Funneled offshore.
Funneled.
Funneled. It's a great term.
I love funneling.
Well, no one used the word funnel until Rudy Giuliani said it. No, he funneled it.
Funnels.
Funnel just sounds sleazy too, eh?
Well, funnel's also a term for when you're doing the shotgun and beer. You hit the funnel.
I funneled the funds, man. Don't worry about it. Funneled the funds. So
funnel.
I like the fact though. Now the NFLPA wants a piece. A piece of what?
Exactly. What are you guys
like,
doing?
I don't understand. Like, where's all this money coming from, and who do you think is going to pay? Like, I don't – they see people seem to have a misconstruction about this. And another thing is, too, why would – this is where there's just going to be more litigation. If you're the state of New Jersey and the NBA is telling you we want 1% of all bets taken – you're going to say, do you take 1% from the state of Nevada?
Exactly.
So, no. Exactly. So, why are we going to give you 1%?
Yeah, we're giving you nothing.
And then they're going to go to court. Like,
yep.
I don't understand why the leagues just don't get title sponsors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the NBA can tell mybookie.ag. You guys want to be the exclusive sports book of the NBA? $1 billion. Two-year deal, whatever. You know, like they could.
Scott brought up the point, too. You watch Premiership Soccer. Bet365, Ladbrokes, Will Hill, sponsor, 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 sponsor. It's on the damn uniforms, man. It's on the uniform.
Yeah.
That's what you should be doing if you want to make extra dough.
And last night, Cam, they went in. They were like minus 135 favorites to win the NBA title right now. Today, as of right now, minus 450.
Yeah, I'm seeing 525.
Yeah, dear God.
it's like a stock. It just, pew! It's soaring.
No, we can't say it was free money because they haven't won yet, right? They haven't actually won the NBA title yet, and you are going to have to wait. I think the NBA finals come to a conclusion, and I don't know. It's probably about August 10th. Somewhere, I don't know.
There's going to be a lot of days in between.
First week of August or something like that. But, yeah, exactly. You know, you got to wait till about, like, June 21st.
That's even the thing about hockey.
For, like, a minus 125 bet. You got to wait till, you know, June 21st.
I just don't understand. Even when I look at both sports, it's like they got to both end earlier. Like, it's hot, man. It's in the summer. Like, you know what I mean? It's just figure it out, hockey and NBA. You can't be running.
They should end earlier and football starts earlier.
Yes, yes.
Everything should just be bumped up. Like, you remember in the old days? I swear to God, dude, I remember the NFL starting, like, September 1st.
Yeah.
Like, the first.
That was, the right after August.
The first
September,
Sunday
yeah.
of September.
Not September 9th
or
11th.
Like, I swear to God, I remember once it was, like, August 31st / September 1st type deal.
It was, like, the last weekend. I remember there was a long weekend, and then, boom, football would start.
Yes.
But now there's a week in between that, and then you get the Thursday night game.
Yeah, now they bumped it to that, you know, September 8th on Thursday, and then
the 11th.
And even college football. College football used to be August 31st, September 1st-ish, everybody's playing.
Yep.
You know, now it's sort of splintered. You know, we'll have Kyle play Hawaii in Australia on the 24th. You know what I mean? Like, everything's whacked out. Listen, they're talking about it for the Canadian Football League, actually. And the CFL is starting earlier this year than they've ever started before, which I actually like.
You know what? I got to hand it to the CFL ahead of the curve. Smart. Like, that's the thing. While the other leagues, you can keep on extending it. That's smart of the CFL. Because, hey, what do we got when this stuff ends?
Traditionalists are bitching.
Oh, screw
because
that.
There's talk in the CFL of moving the Grey Cup up a couple of weeks now.
And there's nothing wrong with that either.
And, you know, guys like Tim Anderson. Oh, no. The Grey Cup is the last Sunday of November. And there's no negotiating.
Yeah, there's negotiating.
It's like, dude, it's freaking cold, man. Just move it up 2 weeks. Make it November 14th. Nobody cares,
great
right?
Point.
It's not the end of the world.
When Winnipeg and Edmonton and those cities host, it is like minus, it gets to a point of like, I enjoy a cold, snowy day, but not like that. That's like ice storm cold. You know, your urine will freeze before it hits the cement type of cold.
Dude,
I'm with you.
You and I froze our ass off at the last CFL game when it wasn't even that cold.
Oh, we were
about it.
We were in the sun, too. No, but that was crazy, though. We were there in the sun, and we were partying with a lot of Rider fans. We met that crazy guy who knew my parents with the fur coat and stuff. What a crazy day that was. And then we went out to have a beer and a smoke, and it started snowing. I was like, what the hell? It went from sun to snow. Great day.
I lost my cell phone that day.
Oh, I remember. I remember. Because the Denver Broncos, no, it was. I remember the Buffalo Bills, too, were playing San Diego.
And yeah, that was the day.
It was Buddy
Tyler.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, should I go all in on Sandy? I don't want to bet against the Bills.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah. I didn't take the Bills. I didn't lose money
like,
that day.
Nate Peterman's making his debut. And then we checked Babano's phone. It was like 28-0 Chargers.
Me losing my phone that day is still one of the most baffling things. Like, to this day, I really have no idea. Because I didn't lose it at the game. I remember placing bets, walking out of the stadium.
That's true.
With the phone. I think I lost it in a taxi. Going back and forth from that Shoeless Joe's bar because that stupid Apple computer was causing me problems with the charger.
It all comes back to the computer. Oh, yeah, like, that was awesome. I don't even remember.
We can tell stories from years ago. And, the Apple charger and computer. It's like, I've got this computer. I can return it up to 14 days. Does it make me a bad person if I use the
HP?
Yeah.
No, I think a smart person would use it on your trip out east and then return it and say, I'm not happy with the product.
Yeah, I know.
And then get your Apple back.
Yeah, I know, but the Apple is just going to break down in 2-3 months anyways. It will. I've already gone through 4 or 5 of them. So I'm going to return it.
You're saying Hewlett-Packard's more like not a star player, but he's very, very gritty and more like the longevity. He'll have a nice career for you. He might not make spectacular catches, but you know what? He's a possession receiver.
We need a backup. But we'll probably get a desktop. We'll return this. We'll tell them, all right, maybe I'll get an HP desktop, actually. Like I saw an HP desktop for like $900 or $800 or something like
that. Nice.
The show's starting to cost me a lot of money. It's like I'm paying to do this show at this point.
You love radio, buddy.
Somebody asked me, why don't you buy that computer? Yeah, because I'm not spending $2,300.
Yeah, $3,000? Here you go. Thanks.
Come on.
Buddy, you've seen mine. Like, I just hope this thing has enough memory to get through.
Everyone else, like Cardano, tells me, hey, Engel got some beater there for $179. Never has a problem. Like, well, I don't know, dude. I got a $2,000 MacBook Pro, and I got problems every day. So I think I'm just cursed. So remember yesterday we talked about my boy Shane. So our boy Shane. So we talked basically the walk of shame. And the walk of shame, when you live in Vegas, the walk of shame is having to walk back to the sports book to bet again because you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know the walk of shame.
Or the walk of shame is having to walk to the local pharmacy or convenience store that happens to sell the prepaid cards that you need to load up at a sports book. And I hate it. I hate the walk of shame. And the walk of shame is always made worse because once I get to the place, there's this guy, Shane, that works there at the post office. We talk about it. He's a nice guy, man, but everything's slow, right? Like
he's a by the book type of guy.
Excruciatingly slow. So yesterday I get there. Shane's not there. It's this other chick. It's not the Chinese chick. It's this other chick.
Oh, they really got a rotation
who's
there.
Who's kind of surly. She's a surly chick. This, like, she's an angry woman, all right? So I get there, and it's the angry woman, but she's all business, right? So I just want to get in and out of there, Cam. I don't have a lot of time. I'm going to miss tip-off, and I'm trying to get in. I just got to get in and out of there,
man. You got a lot of things to do.
I got a show coming up. I'm like, I got a trip. Like, yeah, I don't have time to stand around in a post office. So just my luck, Cam. So I get in there. There's no line. There's no one there, and it's the chick. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is good. Perfect. I'm like, this is going to be.
We're going to fly through this one.
It's going to be 30 seconds. I'm going to be out of here. Bam. I tell her I need $250 on a pay save. And unfortunately, this stupid trip, I had to put $500 on this stupid prepaid card because I got to get a hotel.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I'm like, $500 on this prepaid card, $250 on this pay save. And she's like, no problem. Then their computer froze.
You can't make this up.
No. Like she tells me, she goes, oh, we've had a problem with this. She goes, you know, last time I tried to do a PaySafe, the whole system shut down. And I look at her. I'm thinking, you can't make this up. So I stood there and I said, well, how long is it going to be? She goes, well, I don't know. It could be a minute, could be 10 minutes, or the computer might be toast right now. I don't know. But I already paid. I just gave her $750 bucks.
That's the thing. I said, my comment was, that's a lot of cash to be walking around
with. You know
with.
These deals.
$750.
It's non-refundable.
I know it is. I know. Once you get that thing, it's
already paid. It's already paid. Like, yeah. So it's basically like, I couldn't just say, because I started to do the heavy breathing and sigh type thing. So I'm standing.
I know what I do too. I make like a, you bang your leg or something like that.
I was
like
this close to telling her, listen. Just give me the $750 back. I can't stand here waiting all night for this. Right? But I couldn't do it because it's non-refundable. So I was screwed. And then me and the lady, and I'll give this lady too. I don't know why she did this. Camp. It took 7 minutes actually in the end. All right. So we, but still, 7 minutes standing there waiting for the receipt and the piece of paper to pop. Long time. But instead of serving everybody else, she entire line accumulated.
Yeah,
like she could have served those people.
Said, sir, I'll deal with your problem.
She sat there and stared at the computer with me, like we were both just sitting there looking at the computer waiting for it to move, and it said please wait. And I asked her, I said, how long does this take with the please wait usually? And she goes, I don't know. She goes, they shut the system down the other day. She likes me because I'm surly, so like the surly. So someone was like, excuse me, and she's like, you're gonna have to hold on a second. And I was just thinking, thank God that I wasn't in that line.
Like, God you were the first guy there. Yeah.
I got to find a new store to buy.
But you know what, though? It's funny you mentioned that because I have the same store in the Burbs, and the same thing happened with Portuguese Joe. He was shaking him down with a package. Is it the proper tape?
It's not.
It's Shoppers Drug Mart. It is the Shoppers Drug Mart with the Canada Post.
So he's going to the same.
That's the thing.
They're worse there than they are at the post office.
We had to send cash through the mail for some. Oh, they're like, oh my God, they're shaking us down. I thought they were going to bring in the Mounties. It's like, come on, dude. Like, this is very simple. People make business. Like, he just loses his mind. He goes, I don't deal with them anymore. He goes like straight to Purolator or whatever. Like, he's done. He tapped out because he couldn't deal with these people anymore. It's not just your location. There's a lot of Shanes out there.
People wonder about the post office. See that commercial on TV all the time for stamps.com? Never go to the post office again. So maybe I like going to the post office, jackass. Why am I going to pay you a service over at stamps.com to basically, like, mail my mail? It's going to cost me more. Like,
that's a good point.
You're just a knockoff of the post office.
Yeah, you're an expensive stamp. I like it. But then again, though,
that guy's voice bothers me for some reason. You know that commercial?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's a commercial guy, stamps.com.
Yeah, I've seen them all.
And it starts off, you won't see these people at the post office. They have passions to pursue, businesses to run. It's like the guy's acting like the post office is like the emergency room at the hospital. It's like, dude, it's just the post office. It's not that bad. Like, whatever, like... You know, I bet you whatever line I'm waiting in. So it's not like I have no extra grief against the post office. You know what I mean?
It is what it's your line. It is what it is. It's the post office. That's what you're going to deal with. Yeah, I'm just saying, though, these people that work there, though, they really like to go by the book.
Donald Trump was bitching about the post office, about Amazon. Because Donald Trump hates Amazon because the guy that owns Amazon owns the Washington Post newspaper, who always rips Trump.
Correct.
He's very anti-Amazon, and he's like, Amazon is destroying the United States Postal Service. He's like, yeah, U.S. Postal Service busy running around delivering this guy Amazon's packages. It's got to stop, right? Basically, the truth is, without Amazon, the post office would be broke.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, it's like Uber and Uber Eats and all this stuff, all these food apps. Totally save McDonald's, Ken. Remember a couple of years ago, it's all you heard about, like McDonald's stock crashing and McDonald's are closing. It was like the first time in like ever that more McDonald's franchises closed than opened in a year.
You know what also helped McDonald's?
They were struggling.
Yeah, they were.
But now you go to a McDonald's, and every time you go in, you'll see, man, they're making like 60 burgers. They're kicking stiff. It's all because of the Uber Eats and also their coffee.
Yeah.
The coffee market.
That was my point.
Yeah.
They basically had like my...
They've stepped into the coffee market and they're doing well.
My girlfriend interviewed the guy from McDonald's Canada or whatever, and she was on the food beat, and she was saying, that's what he said. He goes, without coffee, we'd be done. Like, it actually saved them, that well,
McCafe
stuff.
You know what it was, actually, was... Tim Hortons, actually, since they're so cheap.
Yeah, their coffee's getting worse.
They didn't want to pay the Colombian supplier for the... I guess Tim Hortons had some really cool beans before.
Yeah.
They're getting the good stuff.
Now they're getting
the new
beans.
Dude didn't want to pay. He's like, man, we're buying so much coffee from you, some coffee farm type thing. You know, why should we pay so much? We're Tim Hortons. And McDonald's got wind of it.
Oh, yeah.
And basically stated, what do you want? And they basically got, so everyone that, oh, I don't know why I like McDonald's coffee now and I don't like Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Dude,
they've got the beans.
They've got the beans now.
I love it, the beans.
They've got the beans. Turns out Raptors explored trading DeMar DeRozan in the summertime.
Ooh.
And Mark Stein's actually a pretty credible guy, actually, too. New York Times, Mark Stein's been around a long time. He's been at ESPN, et cetera. And it's funny because when they were, it's no secret that Masai Ujiri, the Raptors president GM, lost it after game three.
Yo, he went nuts. Yeah.
He went into the room. I guess he bitched at Casey about not double teaming LeBron and letting LeBron run up the court after. And I guess he was overheard too, bitching about DeMar DeRozan and about, I told you about DeMar and him not playing defense. And yeah, there might be something to this here. And I'll tell you what, if they want to get Porzingis for real from the Knicks, it's going to take DeRozan. And it's funny, Mark Stein's reporting it was DeRozan and the Knicks.
Wow.
Again, you know, the connection with DeRozan and the Knicks. The Knicks do need a scorer, right, and a guy that could sort of light it up. But it's, you know, things are going to get interesting, big man, you know, with the draft coming up and these teams all trying to get better and you want your Sixers to get better. I would expect some movement and some deals this year, actually.
Yeah, this moving DeMar DeRozan would be really stupid. And I mean, where do you go from there then? I mean, you
who's
literally
score?
He's all you have. I mean, I don't understand. Where are you going from here? What are you going to just draft someone, expect them to do well? Listen, I know Toronto's a nice town, but it's hard to envision a lot of these big free agents going there, in my opinion. I think you're going to get that. You know, you're going to get that DeMarcus Cousins. And I'm not saying he's a great player. I would target him or, you know, the Knicks aren't trading for Porzingis. I don't think that's going to happen. I would go after Cousins. Cousins is a double-double machine. I love Cousins since he came into the league. I would have my Sixers draft him, but they took Evan Turner instead. I love Cousins. I think he'd fit well. Get him kind of somewhere where he can kind of create his own legacy. That'd be his team with DeRozan. I think he'd be a great fit. I don't know why they're – what do you trade DeRozan? For what? What are you doing that for? Yeah. What are you going to get back from it? What are you going to get?
Cousins likes Toronto, too.
I've told people this, too. People are like, oh, they need to get rid of Lowry. They need to get rid of Rose. I'm like, no, they don't. They need to add another star to what they already have. You guys don't get it. Yeah, you don't need to take. I know. That's the thing, too, man. I was pissed off, but people need to chill out, man. Dude, the Cleveland Cavaliers have beaten the Boston Celtics in the playoffs the last two straight years.
Yep.
Right? Like, the Rockets are going to get bounced.
It's true.
And no one wins in the NBA. No one wins!
Listen to Game Time Decisions every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern.